Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. How are we doing today? I have been loving life. I love this weather. It is so nice. At the time of this recording, I just got back from my parents' cottage for the weekend and I feel good. I feel so refreshed and I got to disconnect over the weekend and it was so awesome. I always forget that disconnection time is so important. I don't know if you feel that way too. Sometimes this feels like we're so go, go, go in this world and so stimulated. So sometimes taking time to completely be offline and just, yeah, letting yourself just be is so important. One of my favorite quotes that my therapist actually had told me is that we are not humans doing, we are humans being. And I love that quote because it really reminds me that it's not about all the things that we do. Sometimes we need to just be. Oftentimes, actually, we need to just be, right? And allow ourselves to be present in the moment. Yes. All right, my friends, in this solo episode, I'm going to start something new that's going to be called debunking. So in these episodes, they're going to be short versions of just debunking certain myths around food that we hear way too often. So today I want to talk about vegetables because vegetables have been put on a pedestal for a very, very long, long, long time. So I wanted to talk a little bit about vegetables and maybe try to take them down a notch. And before I start into my conversation about vegetables, I do want to say that veggies are great. Vegetables are wonderful. They offer our body tons of nutrients, fiber, water. We love vegetables, right? And I don't think you'll ever meet a dietitian that tells you to not eat vegetables. But I also feel like we don't need to tell you to eat vegetables because we all know vegetables are good for us, right? So this knowledge piece is there. That being said, oftentimes as we live in diet culture, we can start getting obsessive, right? We can start putting vegetables on a pedestal and then start feeling guilt if we don't have enough of them or if we don't have them and start feeling as it's not healthy unless there are vegetables. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like if you don't see a vegetable on your plate, then it's like a ruined dinner or it's not good enough or it's not healthy enough? I'm sure you have. A lot of my clients have felt this way of like it always needs to be balanced and beautiful. So I wanted to unpack that a little bit with you today because it's a conversation I've had 3 times in the last week. So I thought it would be great to put that into a podcast episode. So the first part that I want to connect on is this balance plate method, which is great, right? Like having all foods fit, having balance in our meal, making sure that we have a combination of fat, protein, carbs, micronutrients is wonderful, right? It's health promoting. It's great. We like to have that diversity. And it is not all or nothing. Your plate does not need to look like that at every meal. And this is sometimes where we fall, right? Where we start feeling like failures or when we start being too rigid of like, this is the new rule. My plate needs to be half vegetables, half protein, and half carbs, and this is how it should be. When the truth is that these are guidelines. These are things that we strive for. We want to include all foods, but knowing that it will not always look that way, and that is okay, right? This anxiety and stress that we have about food needing to be perfect is actually hurting our relationship with food. Right? You can go listen to the episode on being a food perfectionist, right? Where we believe that we need to like follow all rules to a T and eat a perfect way. Now, when this comes back to vegetables, is this idea that we always need to include them, they need to be there in very large quantity for us to be healthy, which is not a bad thing, right? Like adding vegetable is great. It provides, again, our body with tons of nutrients. We love it. That being said, we want to be careful that we're not placing these foods on a pedestal, which then leads to when we don't have it, we start feeling really, really bad. So let's talk about it and let's start debunking a little bit this idea that veggies need to fit all the time, right? So our goal is to walk away from like this rigid mentality of all or nothing and needs to be a certain way or else it's wrong. So when we think of vegetables, again, great foods, but our bodies can survive without having any types of vegetables in our diet, right? For a period of time. I know this can sound contradictory to what you've always heard, but let's think about it, right? If our body was that fragile that it needed absolutely to have vegetables every day at every meal to be able to be healthy and survive, us humans as a species would not be here today. Right? If you can try to throw back to maybe our ancestors living here, right? And we live here, I'm from Ottawa in North America. We're 6 months out of the year, there is snow on the ground, and we're actually not able to, you know, eat a lot of fresh produce. Our ancestors would go months on end without those foods. And they were okay. Right? Our body is so smart and has these reserves of all of the different minerals and vitamins in our body, right? We can live for a period of time without those foods, without any types of health defects. When we start stressing out about having vegetables at every meal and it doesn't come in for some type of reason, again, we're just hurting your relationship with food. We're just adding more stress, adding more anxiety to the food experience. And chances are that we're going to start having an aversion towards vegetables. Like if I felt like I needed to eat vegetables all the freaking time, I may not want it because there's a little bit of a rebel within myself to be like, well, you know what then? I am not. Right? So just knowing that it is okay if it doesn't fit all the time, that we can include it in different ways, we can add fruits instead, and all the other foods that we eat throughout the day also provide our body with tons of nutrients. So although vegetables are a great food group, they are great, they provide our body with a lot of good stuff, they are not the end-all be-all. And if you have a meal without vegetables, you are fine and your body will be fine. Right? With some of my participants, what we do is we actually challenge this notion. So if you have this fear of what will happen if I don't have vegetables, or I feel guilty if there's no vegetables in my diet, in my dinner, in my meal, whatever, we're going to try to lean in the opposite way and be like, cool, let's challenge it. What if we purposefully did not add vegetable in that one meal? How does it feel? Right? And again, this is not to say that we want to exclude vegetables from your nutrition. No, not at all. Like they have their place in our nutrition. However, this is to try to bring them down so they're on the same playing ground. So they don't feel like the all-time food. So they don't feel like it's a complete mess. And if you don't have it, it impacts your value as a person, that it's just a food that provides your body nutrients and that we can add. But also, if for some reason there's no vegetable at one meal, that's okay too. I hope this was helpful in kind of like reframing your views around vegetables. I definitely am someone who enjoys vegetables and I include them, but I also know that if it doesn't happen, it's fine and we can move on from it and our body is fine and can tolerate. Our bodies are so strong and smart and yeah, we'll pull through, we'll be all right. All right, my friends, let me know how you like this new style of episode of just debunking like one fact around food, around body. I hope this was helpful for you in terms of you know, maybe starting to reframe some of the beliefs that we have around food that are maybe keeping us stuck. If you need more support around your relationship to food, or if you're ready to take that leap to really unpack your relationship to food and to your body and really get to the space of having food freedom, being able to eat whatever you want without guilt, feeling confident in your body, we are here for you. So there's two options in working with us. The first one is one-on-one services. So if you are in Canada, we have a team of wonderful registered dietitians as well as psychotherapists to support you in this process of healing your relationship with food in your body. We also work with people through a group program. So the next enrollment period for the group program is in August 2021, so in over a little bit in a month from now, where we're going to be opening doors for new members again. I'm pretty excited about opening doors again in August after all of the revisions we've done to the program. It's going to be pretty cool. So I'm really excited to tell you more about this new version of the program that will be coming out in August. So the program is really where you'll have a community of people going through that with you. You'll have all the knowledge, the courses, access to me. It's just a wonderful place to be. So regardless of what type of support you want, you can go check it out at www.thebalancedpractice.com/services and just find out which type of work would be best for you. We all learn differently and we all need different type of support, but we will be happy to help you through this. On that note, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch you next week.